بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا تھیم فار دا پریزنٹ ٹاک از دا کانسیپٹ آف تالیف ان اسلام. تالیف ٹی اے ایل ڈبل ای ایف, دا کانسیپٹ آف تالیف ان اسلام از ویری امپورٹنٹ کانسیپٹ. تالیف لٹرلی مینس سافٹنگ دا ہارٹ آف دا پیپل, سافٹنگ دا ہارٹ آف دا پیپل. When God sent Moses to Pharaoh, the contemporary king, so God said that قُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, O Moses, say in a soft manner, convey your message in a soft manner. قُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. So this is the تَالِيفِ قَلْب. The original source of this principle is in chapter At-Tawbah. That is chapter number 8 of the Quran. In this chapter, if you read the verse number 60, you will find walil mu'allafat qulubuhum. In this Quranic verse, God has given the teachings of the zakat, how to spend zakat. So there are 8 heads of zakat in this verse of the Quran. There are 8 heads are mentioned. One of these is walil mu'allafati qulubuhum, that is ta'liful qalb, ta'lif qulub, softening the mind of people, softening the heart of the madu. So this is a very important principle in Islam. People generally relate this principle to zakat. And then now, almost all the commentators have declared that now talif qalb is abolished. There is no talif qalb. It is completely wrong. Their argument is that talif qalb was at that time when Islam was weak, zaif. But now Islam is qawi, strong. So there is no need of softening people. So there is no need of talif qalb. This is completely wrong. The principle of talif is an eternal principle of Islam. It is not a temporary principle. It was not a temporary principle. It means that every Muslim is a da'i. All other people are madhu. So we have to establish normal relationship with other people. So talif, according to my study, talif is a title of a culture. Talif is a culture, a complete culture, dawa culture. Prophet of Islam always adopted talif. He went to this extent that when he migrated from Mecca and settled in Medina, so at that time there were some Jewish tribes in Medina. Jewish people were worshipping by directing their face to Baitul Maqdis, that is Jerusalem. So although Prophet used to worship by directing his face towards Kaaba when he was in Mecca, but when Prophet settled in Medina and he started living among Yahud, so he himself adopted their Qibla. Our books tell us that up to 16 years or 17 years, Prophet used to worship by facing towards Baitul Maqdis, that is Jerusalem. The Tafsir al-Qurtubi says, by explaining why Prophet did this. So Tafsir al-Qurtubi says that Taman fi iman al-Yahud. Taman, yani why he adopted Quds or Baitul Maqdis or Jerusalem as his Qibla instead of Kaaba. So he says that this was Taman fi iman al-Yahud. It was due to induce Jewish people. It was to soften the heart of Jewish people so that they may accept Prophet's message. This was the extremist example of talif. Now, Dawah is not abolished, so talif is also not abolished. Dawah is an eternal principle of Islam. So talif is also an eternal principle of Islam. Because talif, that is softening the heart of the people, is an integral part of dawah work. No talif, no dawah. How you can do dawah work if there is no normal relationship between da'i and madhu? So talif means friendship culture between da'i and madhu. Talif is not something mysterious or temporary. No. Talif is an integral part of dawah work. Dawah work is between two. In dawah work there are two parties, da'i and madhu, addresser and addressee. Da'i is the addresser and madhu is the addressee. So in dawah work there are two parties, دائی اینڈ مدھو. سو داوا دا وزڈم آف داوا ریکوائرس نارمل ریلیشن شپ بٹوین دائی اینڈ مدھو. سو آئی کین سے دا تالیف مینس فرینڈشپ کلچر جسٹ لائک کامرشل ایکٹیویٹیز. یو نو دیر نو کامرشل ایکٹیویٹیز وداؤٹ فرینڈشپ کلچر. دیر از اے ویل نون فارمولا امنگ ٹریڈرس دیٹ کسٹمر از آلویز رائٹ. کسٹمر از آلویز رائٹ. سو اٹ از فرینڈشپ کلچر. کامرشل ایکٹیویٹیز ریکوائرس فرینڈشپ کلچر بٹوین بوتھ دا پارٹیز, شاپ کیپرس اینڈ کسٹمرس. سو از دا کیس آف داوا. ون اسکالر ہیز رائٹلی سیڈ دیٹ گاڈ میکس کامرس ہز مشینری. So what is required in commerce, it is also required in dawa. So talif means friendship culture between dai and madhu. So in this sense, talif is an integral part of dawa work. Without talif, there is no dawa. Then تالیف از ناٹ کنفائنڈ ٹو زکات آر ٹو گیونگ سم منی. اٹ از ویری امپارٹنٹ ٹو نو دیٹ تالیف از ناٹ کنفائنڈ سمپلی ٹو گیو سم منی, ٹو گیو سم منی فرام زکات. نو, اٹ از اے کمپریہنسو بہیویئر آف دائی. اٹ از اے کمپریہنسو کلچر. It is a friendship culture in comprehensive sense. So all those activities we see in the life of the Prophet of Islam, all were example of talif. His interaction, his dua, his behavior, his dialogue, his conversation, all was covered by talif. I will give you some example. to illustrate this point, I will give you some practical example from the life of the Prophet of Islam. You know, Prophet of Islam, Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was appointed as a prophet in 610 AD. At that time, he was in Makkah. His clan was Banu Hashim. He was born in Banu Hashim. So, when he was appointed as a prophet, he was ordered by God, Anzir Ashiratakal Aqrabin, convey your message to your relatives, to the member of your clan, Anzir Ashiratakal Aqrabin. So he organized a meeting. He asked all those members of his clan and members of his family to gather at his house. And do you know what was the beginning of this gathering? Prophet of Islam served soft drink to all those participants of this meeting. That soft drink was milk, the natural drink. Milk is a natural kind of soft drink. So when all these people gathered at his house in Mecca, he ordered Ali to serve a drink of to serve milk as a soft drink all those participants. This was the beginning of that meeting. It was Talif-e Qalb. It was clearly a Talif-e Qalb. A clear example of Talif-e Qalb, that is how softening the heart of the people. Why he served milk as a soft drink? Only for the purpose of Talif, that is softening their heart so that they may listen his message with a normal mind, he wanted to create a friendly environment by serving this drink, that is a natural drink, Prophet of Islam wanted to create a normal relationship between the two, a friendship environment. So this was Talif. So according to my study, Talif is not confined to zakat or to give some money. No. Talif is a very comprehensive teaching of Islam. So when Prophet of Islam served natural drink to those madhus, it was an act of Talif. Then the whole life of the Prophet of Islam may be traced under this principle. You know, Prophet of Islam was Prophet of Tawheed. His mission was mission of Tawheed, that is the oneness of God. But at that time, Mecca was All the people at Mecca were idol worshippers, and Kaaba that was situated in Mecca, Kaaba was built by Prophet Ibrahim, but at that time Kaaba was also filled with idols. There were 360 idols in the Kaaba premises. Prophet of Islam was born in this city, in the neighborhood of Kaaba, but he never objected. He simply avoided. This was also Talif. This act of avoidance was also a Talif, an example of Talif. He never said any word against those idols. He never wanted to destroy all those idols. Nothing. He simply tried to convey his message. He used to say, "Ayyuha nas qulu la ilaha illa tuflu." Oh people, say, there is no God but one God, and you will be success. So, up to 13 years, the Prophet of Islam lived in Makkah up to 13 years. And during these 13 years, Prophet of Islam never said anything against those idols. This was Talif, because those people were very much obsessed with these idols. They were conditioned in idol worships. These people of Mecca were conditioned in idol worships. It was in their heart. Idol worshipping was in their heart. So he wanted to establish a rapport, good relationship. He wanted to establish friendship atmosphere. So he avoided to see anything against those idols. This was also an act of talif. Act of talif. Then he used to address with these words, Ya Qawme, O my people. Ya Qawme, O my people. Is also a word of talif. He never said, O idol worshippers. Never, never, never. Although those Meccan people were idol worshippers, but Prophet of Islam never said, O idol worshippers. He used to say, Ya Qawme, O my people. O my people. This was also a word of talif, to maintain friendship between addresser and addressee. So talif is a comprehensive culture. Talif is a dawa culture. Talif is a friendship culture between Da'i and Madhu. How you can abolish talif? Is it nonsense to say that now there is no talif? In fact, talif is not confined with zakat, is not confined with giving some money. Talif is a complete culture. It requires a nice behavior. It requires a soft speech. It requires a friendship relationship. It requires a positive behavior. So all these things are talif. Talif covers all the behaviors of the da'i. Just like friendship covers all the behaviors of a customer. No. Friendship covers all the behavior of a trader. For a trader, friendship is a culture, a complete culture. So is the case of Dai. Friendship is a complete culture for a Dai. So talif cannot abolished. Talif is a permanent feature of Islam. Then you know, when Prophet was in Mecca, so there were Muslims and there were mushriks. Some of Meccan people have embraced Islam, so they became followers of the Prophet of Islam. We call them Sahaba. Although they were in minority group, but they were. Then other people of Mecca were idol worshippers. So at that time, God revealed a verse in the Quran. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. For you, your religion. For me, mine. This is also a matter of talif. Although Prophet was a great believer that idol worship is wrong. Idol worship is completely wrong. But he said, Lakum deenukum waliya deen. For you, your religion, for me, mine. It means that follow one and respect all. It means that I will follow my religion, and at the same time I will pay respect for you. So it was respect culture, mutual respect culture. The Prophet promulgated a mutual respect culture in Makkah. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. For you, your religion, for me, mine. That is follow one and respect all. So when Prophet was in Makkah, although there were some Muslims, and majority were idol worshippers, but he promoted a culture based on respect, based on mutual respect. So it was a mutual respect culture. I can say that it was a mutual respect behavior. It's also a talif, a way of talif. Talif literally means softening the heart. What talif is found in the chapter 8 and verse 60. Talif literally means softening the heart. So when Prophet of Islam adopted this principle, follow one and respect all, he adopted a principle of mutual respect. So mutual respect was also a principle of talif. Mutual respect culture was also a part of talif. So here you can say that Prophet of Islam adopted the principle of talif in every aspect of his mission. So how you can say that it is now abolished? If you say that talif qalb is abolished, then you have to say that dawah work is abolished. No dawah duty, no dawah work. If dawah work is our duty, if dawah work is to be continued up to the end of the history, so talif is also to be continued. Without talif, there is no dawah. Without normal condition, without friendship culture, there is no dawah. So talif is the culture of dawah. Talif is an integral part of dawah culture. Then when the Prophet of Islam migrated from Mecca and settled in Medina, So at that time, there were some Jewish tribes in Medina. There were Muslims, and at the same time, there were Jews. So, the Prophet of Islam was head of the Medina society. Prophet of Islam became head of the Medina society. As the head of this society, he declared, he issued a declaration. This declaration is known in the books, in the Islamic books, as Sahifatul Madina. Sahifatul Madina means Medina Declaration. Medina Declaration. So in this declaration, there was a provision in these words. Lil Yahud Deenum Walil Muslimin Deenum. For Jew, their religion. For Muslims, their religion. For Yahud, their religion. For Muslims, their religion. It is also a formula of coexistence. It is a formula of peaceful coexistence. Lil Yahud Deenum Walil Muslimin Deenum. For Yahud, their religion. For Muslims, their religion. In other words, it was a formula of peaceful coexistence. This is Talif. It was also a part of Talif. So when he settled in Medina, at that time, although he was the head of that society, he adopted the same formula. Formula of Talif. He said that Muslim and Jew both will live in Medina by following this principle, peaceful coexistence. I can say that peaceful coexistence is the only way of existence in this world. Peaceful coexistence is the only way of existence in this world. And this principle was published, this principle was established by the Prophet, perhaps for the first time in history. So what is peaceful coexistence? It is Talif. It is Talif. So Prophet adopted this formula. Lil Yahud Deenum, Walil Muslimin Deenum. For Yahud their religion, for Muslim their religion. Coexistence between Muslims and Yahud. So it was Talif. There are so many examples. That Prophet of Islam always followed the principle of Talif. Throughout of his mission. Now, when the Prophet was in Medina, and there were some Jewish tribes, so what happened? One day, the Prophet of Islam saw a funeral procession, janaza procession. He saw a funeral procession passing through a street in Medina. So Prophet was seated at that time. When he saw this procession, he stood up in respect. He stood up in respect. So one of his companions said, O Prophet, it was funeral of a Jew, not a Muslim. It was funeral of a non-Muslim and not a Muslim. Prophet replied, Alaysat Nafsan, was he not a human being? Alaysat Nafsan, was he not a human being? This story you can see in Sahih al-Bukhari. Now, what it means is also a part of Talif al-Qalb. It is also an example of Talif. The Prophet wanted to maintain a rapport between himself and those non-Muslims. A normal relationship, a friendship environment. So he went to the extent that he discovered a commonality between the Muslims and non-Muslims. Commonality. And what was that commonality? That commonality was that Muslim is also a human being and non-Muslims also a non-human being. So he gave the logic. I am a human being. And also, the non-Muslim is a human being. So both are human. Both are man. Both were created by God Almighty. So here is the commonality. Thus he gave the logic of his respect. Thus he gave the logic of his respect. Thus he gave the logic of the Talif culture, the friendship culture. This is the life of the Prophet of Islam. So those who see the principle of Talif in context of zakat or mal, they cannot understand, they fail to understand the comprehensive nature of this principle. They bracketed this principle with zakat or some money, mal ghanimat. So due to this, they fail to understand the universality of the Talif. Talif is a universal culture. Talif is an eternal requirement. Talif means friendship behavior, human behavior, normal behavior. So this is how you can abolish this. Prophet of Islam has said, Ashrin nasa bekhulqin hasanin. Ashrin nasa bekhulqin hasanin. O people, live among others with good behavior. Ashrin nasa bekhulqin hasanin. Live among people with good behavior. This is also Talif. It is an eternal teaching. The Prophet of Islam has said, Al Muslim man salaman nas bil lisanihi wa yadihi. A true Muslim is one by whose hands and tongue people are safe. It is an eternal teaching of Islam. And at the same time, it is a part of Talif. It is a part of Talif. So Talif is a permanent culture. Talif is an eternal culture. Talif is an integral part of Islamic life. And Talif is an integral part of Dawah work. How you can abolish Talif? Then you see, I consider all the activities of Prophet of Islam can be traced under this principle, that is Talif. All those principles. For example, once Baddu, that is villager, visited Medina and he entered the mosque of Masjid Nabawi, holy mosque according to a Muslim belief. So he polluted this mosque. So Sahaba are the contemporary Muslims, that is Sahaba, wanted to beat him. Prophet said, no, leave him. So Prophet never abused him, and he was able to leave Masjid with peaceful manner. So when he reached to his tribe, he said, he told this story, that I went to Medina, I visited their mosque, and I polluted their mosque. But they never beat me, they never abused me, nothing. So this behavior was miraculous effect. This behavior made a miraculous effect. The member of his tribe, when they heard this story, they were greatly impressed by this behavior of Prophet and his companions. So they said, they sent some people from their tribe. They came to Medina. They inquired about the religion of Islam. And what was the result? All the tribe embraced Islam. This was the miracle of Talif. So what happened in the masjid? That was a Talif. And this Talif was an integral part of Dawah work. So Talif has a breakless effect. Without Talif, there is no Dawah. No Dawah. So this was also an example of Talif. Example of Talif culture. Then you know the Prophet of Islam wanted to negotiate with his enemies, that is Quraysh. So there was a negotiation between Prophet and Quraysh at the place was Hudaybiyah, so it is called Hudaybiyah. This negotiation persisted up to 2 weeks. So what happened? They demanded that all their conditions must be accepted by the Prophet of Islam. So Prophet of Islam agreed all those conditions. All those conditions. presented by the Quraysh. This was also Talif. He never refused any condition presented by Quraysh. He accepted all their demands, only to soften their heart, to establish a rapport between himself and Quraysh. So, you know, after this policy of Talif, Talif is a general policy of the Prophet of Islam. So by adopting this policy, he finalized the agreement which is called Hudaybiyah Agreement. And you know, after the finalizing this agreement, all the people embraced Islam. This was a great example of Talib, that Prophet of Islam accepted all their conditions unilaterally. All their conditions unilaterally. But the result was favorable to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Apparently, this agreement was favorable to Quraysh. Apparently, this agreement, the Hudaybiyah agreement, was favorable to Quraysh. But result was favorable to the Prophet of Islam. This is the miracle of Talif. This is the miracle of Talif. Prophet accepted all their demands. But after 2 years, the result was completely in favor of the Prophet of Islam. This is the miracle of the principle that is called Talif Qalb. So those people who say that Talif is now abolished, there is no Talif, they are completely wrong. Completely wrong. Talif is an integral part of Islam. Talif is an integral part of Dawah culture. Talif is an integral part of believers' behavior. Behavior, daily behavior. Talif is an integral part of believers' daily behavior, daily. In family, in society, everywhere. Talif means living with modesty. Talif is not simply Talif qalb is not simply to give some money from zakat to others. No. Talif is a complete culture. Complete culture. Talif means living in modesty. Talif means living in modesty. Talif means to be compassionate to others. Talif means to be sympathetic to others. Talif means to love to others. Talif means to be just to others. Talif means to live in peace with others. Talif means to tolerate all those unpleasant, all those provocation, in the society. There is a hadith, إِن لَمْ تَنْفَاهُ فَلَا تَضُرُّهُ. It means that you must live in the society either as a giver or as a person who is a no problem person. Either you have to live as a giver person or as a no problem person. This also talif. اِلَّمْ تَنْفَاهُ فَلَا تَضُرَّهُ. There is no option other than two. A true believer has only two options for his living. Either he must live as a giver person in his society, or he must live as a no problem person in his society. All these are a part of Talif Qalb. So the whole life of Muslim, the whole life of believer is subjected to Talif. It is a phenomena of Iman. You know what is Talif? Talif is a phenomena of God consciousness. Talif is a phenomena of faith. Talif is a phenomena of Muslim behavior. Talif is a phenomena of paradise culture. In paradise, people will live in talif. In paradise, people will live in talif with mutual love, with mutual sympathy. So is required in this world also. You have to adopt this culture in this world, then you will be rewarded paradise in the hereafter. So talif is the pattern of life in paradise. So you have to adopt this pattern here in this world. Those who have adopted this pattern of life in this world, they will be rewarded paradise in the hereafter. You see, according to the Islamic teachings, there are five time prayers in Islam. As-salawatul khams. In Islam, there are five time prayers. Five time prayers. So after completion, at the end of every salat, at the end of every prayer, we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. O people of the world, be peace upon you. When you say like this, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you are addressing all the people living on this globe. When you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. یو آر ایڈریسنگ آل دوز پیپل, آل دا ہیومینٹی لیونگ آن دا گلوب. یو سے او پیپل, پیس بی اپان یو, پیس بی اپان یو. دیز آر آلسو تالیف, دیز آر آلسو تالیف, دیز آر آلسو اے پارٹ آف تالیف کلچر. دس سلام آفٹر ایوری پریئر از آلسو اے پارٹ آف تالیف کلچر. ون اسکالر, his name was Ibn Uyayna, says about this salam. He says that hal tadri bas salam, do you know what is this salam? Then he says yaqul anta amanu minni, yaqul anta amanu minni. When a believer says assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, he says to all mankind that you are safe by self, you are safe from my tongue, you are safe from my hand, I am not going to hurt you, I am not going to create any problem for you. This is talif. This is a part of the talif culture. So all the Muslim life, all the believer's life, and the is subjected under this principle. Our daily life is subjected to this principle. Our intention, our speech, our behavior, our character, our dealing, everything must be according to this principle. The principle of talif. We must think according to this principle. Our behavior, our dealing, everything must be in the light of this principle. Principle of talif means principle of love, principle of compassion, principle of well-wishing, principle of respect. Principle of morality, principle of humanity, principle of modesty. So this is the talif culture, and talif culture is an integral part of Muslim life, of believer's life. So I can say that talif is a comprehensive behavior of a true believer. Without talif there is no iman, without talif there is no Islam, without talif there is no Muslim society. Without talif there is no Muslim society. Without talif there is no dawah work. So talif qalb is a comprehensive culture of Islam. Aqul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum ajma'in.